Chapter 70. Reggie loved Trafalgar Square. For her, it seemed to define all things British in one sparkling geographic footprint. One had Lord Nelson on his 46-meter-high granite column, the savior of the British Empire, honored for all time for his heroic death at the Battle of Trafalgar. And even if every school-aged child no longer knew exactly who Nelson was or what he'd done, his statue still stood as a memorial to the indomitability of the British people. And yet there were also the great beastly pigeons. Though Nelson had been scrubbed clean several years ago, and the city had taken steps to rid the area of the cooing winged creatures, the birds were simply an unstoppable force, such that the poor admiral was routinely covered in pigeon shit. Down below, every make, model, and manner of human being walked, sat, danced, cried, ate, drank, performed, snapped pictures, read, flirted with their neighbor, and occasionally had sex late at night. This all went on while colorful cabs covered in advertisements and red elongated bendy buses sped by with the intensity necessary to survive in one of the world's great metropolises. It was the perfect blend of the staid historical and the radical new, and Reggie took it all in, forgetting for the moment that she was going to meet a man who could possibly destroy her. Although it seemed a bit absurd, considering all she had to think about, Reggie had been most nervous about what to wear. She had washed all her clothes and selected a pale green dress of simple design that tapered at the waist, showed off her tan, and stopped several inches above her knees. Its front was scooped, but not too much. She had pulled out and then discarded the one push-up bra she owned, selected a more modest one instead. She had decided against wearing a sweater over the dress because the weather in London had not matched that in Leavesden, which was often the case. The skies had cleared. The temperature had cracked 70, which was cause for celebration across the city, and the slight breeze from the south was even more warming. Her heels were high, taking her to within 8 inches of the man with whom she would shortly be having dinner. She had packed her hair up high, letting a few strands drizzle down her long neck. Chunky aquamarine earrings and a matching necklace she'd purchased years ago in Thailand completed the ensemble. As she walked down the side street where he had arranged to meet her, Reggie surreptitiously checked her makeup in the side mirror of a parked motorbike, while pretending to admire the machine. With his height, he would be easy to spot, even with all the people around. Yet the street also had many places of hidden observation. He was probably watching her right now, in fact. She thought for a moment and then just decided what the hell. She pirouetted in a tight circle, one heel spike firmly planted against the pavement, while slowly waving in all directions like a beauty queen on display. This action made her briefly forget her troubles on a rare, gorgeous summer's eve in the city she adored above all others.